This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How about this, though? We just had a caller call in and say, hey, I'm still not sold on the final five. In other words, talking about the final 5 minutes of games. I don't want to focus only on the final five of the game. I want to focus on a few different five-minute stretches throughout the game. If I've got it right, it's usually pretty early in the second quarter. There's 5 minutes there. And then there's a five-minute period kind of toward the end of the third quarter and into the beginning of the fourth quarter. Those are the five-minute stretches that I want to talk about. They're called the non-Steph minutes, and they haven't looked like this since Kevin Durant played with the Golden State Warriors. Here's what Steve Kerr said about that after the game yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, it just feels, the game feels easier right now for us. Every play is not as as crucial. When there's a consistency of the game, you can make a mistake and keep playing and not feel like, you know, oh my God, we gotta flip things right now. So I just think the consistency of what we're seeing defensively is setting the tone. You know, points off turnovers again tonight was a big disparity in the game. And that group, you know, with Draymond, Jimmy, BP, when Steph's off the floor, their defensive rating is just off the charts. And so we're setting a great tone. And then Jimmy, you know, Jimmy, just the game makes sense when he's out there. He gets to the line, he makes simple plays, he keeps the game and under control for us. And so you can feel the difference for sure.
Does everybody know what net rating is? This is like when you take your defensive rating and your offensive rating and you put it in a big fishbowl together and you shake it up and it kind of spits out like how you are as an all-around basketball team. Golden State Warriors, since Jimmy Butler arrived, net rating, fifth. Fifth in the entire NBA. They were 16th before his arrival. Now they're fifth. Just in this period of time. In this six games, they are, by metrics, if you want to use this one, they're essentially like a top five team in the NBA. The way that they're, and I know that's easy to, like, okay, who'd they play, what's on the schedule, all
exactly,
of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not a perfect metric, but that's what they're doing right now. That's what they're putting out there.
And if you look at the non-Steph minutes just in yesterday's game where Steph goes out with 3:41 to go, Warriors are up 9 in control. You got Jimmy and Pods and Buddy and Kevon and Gee. That was your 5, and you went on to end the quarter up 15. So you went from up 9 to up 15 in the 3.5 non-Steph minutes, as we like to call them, which normally, as you were mentioning before, those would be nail biters. And you had Moses who played a little bit in the first quarter and he goes out, and Kevon and Buddy, and you're starting to see the rotation where Butler goes out early so he can get 2 or 3 minutes and then he comes back in for Steph. So that's the non-Steph minutes where Jimmy comes back in and now he's the guy who can kind of lead that second unit. And I can't help but think when Kuminga comes back that I think that Kuminga is going to line up with Jimmy Butler in those minutes where maybe Moses plays with Steph at the 4 and then when it's going to be Jimmy Butler without Steph, that's when you might have Kuminga out there.
Maybe. I'm super curious to see what that looks like. And I think we're still, you know, probably at least a couple games away. Yep. We'll ask Steve, then he won't tell us, and then we'll speculate. That's probably how it'll work. But, you know, actually, Anthony Slater will be on with us in 10 minutes, and he might have a better take on when Kuminga is going to be back. Some have speculated it might be Thursday in Orlando. Maybe it'll be this weekend. But how they use him, how quickly they use him, how quickly he gets to 25 minutes, I think is up to him. I don't think that's been determined yet. And we'll ask Anthony that. But I would imagine that that gets determined based on how quickly he's able to A, get up to speed, and B, fit into the basketball they're playing, because it is a little bit of a different style.
It is. I do think a lot of it will fall on the shoulders of Rick Celebrini, who is the medical and the fitness and, you know, the team medical guy. So he'll make the determination on what the ramp up is. And I can't help but think about how long it's been since Kuminga has played. By the time he gets on the floor, it'll almost be 2 months.
Crazy.
It's a long, long time. So I do think that it is prudent to have a slow ramp up, especially when things are going great. You can say to Jonathan, you know, we're going to be patient with you. We're going to ease you back into it slowly. And part of that is, you know, and you don't say it to Jonathan, but it's like, look, we're playing awesome without you. We've won 5 of 6. We don't want to totally upset or upturn the apple cart just yet. So we're going to go ahead and ease you back in. We're going to make sure we take care of you.
I'm sure they will.
And
yeah.
But I mean, if you had lost 5 of 6, you might be a little bit more eager to rush him back. That's my point.
Maybe,
you know?
Maybe. Yeah. Dude, this is one hell of an ankle sprain. Good Lord. What the hell was this injury?
It's a grade 2. Classic grade 2.
Classic? I don't know any ankle sprains that are classically 2 months.
Well,
that's a long time for an ankle sprain.
Yeah, not really. I mean, when you look at it, and we can get Doc Pandy on again, and he's always available. I'm sure he's going to text us right now. He's out there listening.
Hi, Doc.
And you have, when they said 3 weeks before we even will reevaluate, and you wait from there, and I think it's been 7 weeks. I'll try to get the exact time frame. Yeah, you got hurt on January 4th, and here we are on the 24th, so that's that would be 51 days. So we're at 7 weeks and 3 days right
now. That's a hell of an
experience. 7 weeks and 2 days.
Yeah.
Normally, I would say it's a 6 to 8 week thing, so I do think that he's right on schedule for the timeline of a grade 2, and also, this is his first ankle sprain. And like Steph Curry, he probably sprained his ankle 20 minutes ago. And he's like, there goes that again.
Yep.
Sprained my ankle.
Yeah, but this is like, I don't know, man. The way they talked about it the second that it happened, and even now, Steve was on with us on Thursdays. Like, JK's a ways away still. You know, we're speculating he's going to be back Thursday or this weekend, but maybe he won't be. Fozzie in the East Bay on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Fozzie, what's up?
What's up, boys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, man.
I'm okay with Jimmy Butler. I'm not taking anything back with that. Every time he touches the ball in the post, I feel like it's a bucket, whether he's getting to the line or he's just going up, getting a bucket. But I will redo my pod take earlier this year. I was ready to trade him for a bag of chips, especially when we were hearing that he was untouchable with the lower marketing talks. But, yeah, this guy has been balling out ever since he came back from injury. And he's turning into a solid piece for us. And that floater, man, it's looking like a signature move for him. And also, just looking ahead, next 4 or 6 games, I really feel like the Warriors can go at least 5-1 or 6-0 even. But team's looking real good. Love Jimmy on the team. Cheers, boys.
Fozzie, thanks.
Hey, Fozzie.
Yeah, I if we do measure greatness, and we often do, we do this to Brock Purdy, right? You're supposed to elevate everybody around you. If that's how we're going to measure it, then Jimmy is off to one hell of a start. I still don't know if we're fully confident that this isn't just like coincidence or who knows what. The vibes, is that what's doing it? I don't know. But everybody on the team suddenly looks good. Everybody. I don't see, like, who's out there that has your ire right now? Even Buddy Hield shut everybody up over the weekend.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Am I right?
Well, in Sacramento.
And then
yesterday it
came
was,
out with a new hairdo, and now everybody loves him again.
Well, you love him because you're winning, but
yeah.
And you love him because he's your ninth man, maybe your tenth man. And last night's a good example where, not last night, it was yesterday afternoon. And
whatever.
He played, 14 minutes, and he took 4 shots in his time on the floor. So,
and one of them went in.
It went through the hoop?
Yeah.
All the way through?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They would have only won by 21 if it wasn't for Buddy.
Yeah, so I do think that people are loving on Buddy for a big reason is because Buddy's now your ninth or tenth man. And so, yeah, Buddy, get in there, jack up a few. If they go in, you get more time. And if they don't, it's okay because we don't really need you like we needed you back in November.
Did you know that Buddy Hield played 18 minutes and was a plus 19?
I saw that. Yeah, he's a plus 19. Plus minus, man.
He's a heady player, man.
Yeah.
You gotta look out for that guy.
I love plus minus.
It's so stupid.
Pods is averaging 15 a game since Jimmy's come in 6 games. And you want to talk about plus minus. He was a plus 30 yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's been a plus in every game.
And he had 13 rebounds.
Yeah.
Brandon Pajemski had 13 rebounds. Flash out to the Court of Gold documentary on Netflix when Steve Kerr walks up to Anthony Edwards and goes, hey, when are you going to take this unbelievable talent and go get a rebound? Brandon Pajemski, 13 boards. Dude, power forwards are jealous of that number.
That's a whole week for Andrew Wiggins.
Dude, that's crazy. That's crazy. And Gee had 8. Those are your 2 top rebounders in the game yesterday for the Warriors.
It's attitude and effort. Woo. Rebounding.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.